Well, Jason, we've just seen Milicello score another terrific win, carried 61 or 62 with the vest, and he just powered home again. Look, how good is he?
Well, I can tell you now, when he goes to Melbourne next year in the winter, he'll win in Melbourne. He's probably one of the best horses running around here at the moment, because not many can be. I know the field's not real strong, but to lump that weight and win, you know, with 62 is a good effort. And to miss the start by a couple of lengths and then just, you know, come from last.
Would you consider one of the weight for age races for him during the carnival here?
Well, you'd have to probably say, you know, you might have to give him a go to Kevin Sharkey, but, you know, I don't know. I've got to talk to Brendan. You know, he's right at the end of his prep. Like, he's slow away now. I really do think that he probably needs the 2100 to, you know. I'm thinking more the Brighton Cup would be the ideal race for this grand final.
Well, that'd be a good race to win.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I might have to claim, though, that's all. But I really do think that, you know, he needs that 2100 now, the way he's sort of, you know, fallen out of the barriers and everything like that.
So. He's been a great horse to you, hasn't he?
Oh, he's a super horse. You know, 11 wins from 27 starts or something like that. You know, you can't ask for much better than that.
Well done, Jason.
Thanks, mate.